at E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. Top U.S. and Russian officials met for nearly 4 hours in Saudi Arabia today on ending the war in Ukraine, despite concerns in Kyiv and among European allies that they were sidelined. President Trump spoke about it.
I think I have the power to end this war, and I think it's going very well. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal. I could have made a deal for Ukraine that would have given them almost all of the land, everything, almost all of the land, and no people would have been killed, and no city would have been demolished, and not one dome would have been knocked down.
Sagar Meghani reports Secretary of State Marco Rubio led the U.S. team.
Ultimately, the Russian side will be indispensable to this effort.
European security expert Nigel Gould-Davey says that much is clear, since the negotiations are basically being conducted on Russia's terms.
America hasn't even tried to challenge that.
By already suggesting Ukraine will have to give up land and will not join NATO, Gould-Davies wonders whether it's fair to even call this a negotiation.
Or in some sense, a series of American capitulations.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A top Hamas leader says the militant group will release 6 living Israeli hostages on Saturday and the bodies of 4 others. President Trump has signed an executive order to study how to expand access to in vitro fertilization and make it more affordable. Aviation experts say investigators will consider weather conditions as well as the possibility of human error or aircraft malfunction as they try to determine why a Delta Airlines jet burst into flames and flipped upside down as it tried to land in Toronto yesterday. The aircraft came down fast and landed so hard it lost its right wing. An Arctic air gripping the plains has broken cold weather records in North Dakota. Bismarck dropped to minus 39. This is AP News. A measles outbreak in rural West Texas has grown to 58 cases. State health services say 13 people are hospitalized. At the same time, 8 people in neighboring eastern New Mexico have also been diagnosed with the highly contagious disease. Public health officials there suspect a link to the Texas cases. Damian Tracy now with the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street drifted to a record in a mixed day of trading Tuesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% to finish just above its all-time closing high set last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was close to flat. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.1%. Entergy jumped after the electric company reported stronger profit than analysts expected. It joined a lengthening list of U.S. companies that have topped profit expectations for the end of 2024. That helped offset a drop for Meta Platform stock. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Damian Troisi, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.